This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. For the first time since the U.S. Civil War era, an incumbent president says he'll skip his successor's inauguration. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a video yesterday, President Trump acknowledged Joe Biden will be inaugurated January 20th.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
But the president says he will not attend the actual handover, tweeting he's going to skip Biden's inauguration. Traditionally, the incoming and outgoing presidents ride to the Capitol together for the ceremony. The last one to blow it off was Andrew Johnson in 1869. Vice President Pence is expected to attend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has spoken to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about preventing Donald Trump from initiating military actions or a nuclear strike. In a statement, Pelosi said that she had spoken with General Mark Milley to discuss available precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. The speaker said the situation of, quote, this unhinged president could not be more dangerous, unquote. The speaker is meeting with the House Democratic Caucus to consider impeachment proceedings against the president. She and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer have called on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Trump from office. Tommy Lasorda, the fiery Hall of Fame manager who guided the Los Angeles Dodgers to two World Series titles and later became an ambassador for the sport he loved during his 71 years with the franchise, has died. He was 93. The Dodgers said Lasorda suffered a heart attack at his home in Fullerton, California. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has declared a major incident as the rapid spread of a new coronavirus variant threatens to overwhelm the capital's hospitals. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
With cases now exceeding 1,000 per 100,000 people, even other emergency services are under strain, with, for example, firefighters now driving ambulances. Khan says the city is at a crisis point. A major incident is defined as being beyond the scope of business-as-usual operations and as one which is likely to risk life and welfare.
We're at risk of the NHS hospitals running out of beds over the course of the next couple of weeks if the virus continues to spread and people continue to be hospitalised.
The mayor adds, if we do not take immediate action now, our NHS could be overwhelmed and more people will die. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Iran's supreme leader has banned its government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Iran's supreme leader banned the government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain on Friday. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei labelled the Western powers as untrustworthy and raised the possibility they were seeking to spread the infection to other countries. He added, however, that Iran, the Middle East's hardest hit country, could obtain vaccines from other reliable places. He gave no details, but China and Russia are both allies of Iran. Iran launched human trials of its first domestic COVID-19 vaccine candidate late last month, saying it could help the country defeat the pandemic despite US sanctions that affect its ability to import vaccines.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The U.S. economy posted its first monthly job loss since the spring. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers cut 140,000 jobs in December, the first monthly loss since April. Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says nearly 500,000 leisure and hospitality jobs were lost.
Your restaurants, hotels, and really the things that consumers have had to pull back on.
House says the fact the jobless rate stayed at 6.7%, the first time it hasn't dropped since April, doesn't tell the whole story about unemployed Americans.
You still have about 4 million more people outside of the workforce, not even being counted.
The economy still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic struck in March. Mike Kemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.